I'm Ralph Bond for Autodesk, and HNTB Federal received an Autodesk BIM Experience Award for their use of a building information modeling process on several key large-scale government projects. What follows is a phone interview with Brad Schulz, Vice President for the HNTB Federal Architecture Market, and Marwan Bakri, HNTB Federal Building Information Modeling Manager. The interview begins with me asking Brad what differentiates HNTB Federal in the marketplace. Then I ask why is building information modeling valuable to their federal government clients. The interview then shifts to Marwan, and I ask him how BIM has helped to achieve better results on recent building projects. And I ask, how do you envision BIM transforming the building industry in general and the federal market in particular? Before we jump into the topic of building information modeling and its impact on your business, what differentiates HNTB Federal in the marketplace?
I feel there are four main areas that differentiate HNTB. HNTB specializes in large, complex projects. HNTB has a long experience with our federal client. HNTB is the industry leader in the areas of design-build and has many long-standing design-build partnerships with many of the country's largest builders. In those partnerships with those builders, we are committed to providing cost-effective and timely services to our government clients. And lastly, HNTB, and most importantly, I feel, HNTB is dedicated to the use of technology to improve the process of design and engineering. We currently utilize many off-the-shelf products and many of HNTB's patented or patent-pending technologies, such as TruViz on Target, Base 4D, and specifically related to building information modeling, our BIMTrax business model.
Why is building information modeling, or BIM, valuable to your federal government clients?
Of course, the U.S. federal government is the largest landlord in the country. Many government agencies have to manage very large portfolios of facilities, including the Department of State, Corps of Engineers, Naval Facilities Engineering Command, and the Air Force, and the GSA, which, for example, manages approximately 350 million square feet of space, both leased and owned, at approximately 8,600 locations, of which 1,500 are federally owned properties. Efficient and effective facilities management is key to decreasing energy costs and maximizing the use of these government assets. BIM, or Building Information Modeling, is providing our federal client with the tools to do just that. BIM is also providing HNTB and our design build partners the ability to provide efficient and effective solutions to the federal client. The use of BIM in design build has increased our ability to provide our federal client with the best value for their dollar. With our design build partners, we're improving the ability to coordinate and collaborate on projects. It's allowing us to analyze and document sustainable design requirements for these projects, and it's helping us manage and document the construction costs and future planning and analysis efforts that will be useful to our federal client in the future. Lastly, BIM has improved our ability to meet, verify, and document the very stringent design requirements of our federal client to ensure the taxpayer is truly getting the best value for their dollar in the marketplace.
Let's turn now to Marwan. Marwan, how has BIM helped you achieve better results on recent building projects?
BIM has been instrumental for us for going after projects. For example, at the Fort Knox, we used BIM as early as the proposal phase. We had met early on with all the design partners, including the subcontractors. During the charrette, we would project the BIM model and do different design options. And by doing that, we were able to get early cost analysis of different design options. As a result, we ended up on the Chevron winning design with saving some money. As you know, federal projects come on a fixed price and a very tight schedule. So using BIM had helped us meet both the cost and the schedule of the project. For Fort Lee, for example, it was a very fast-track project, and we were able to leverage the 4D modeling to convince our client that we could meet this tight schedule. Using Navisworks, we have simulated the sequencing and the progression of construction. Also, during the construction coordination, the BIM model's been very important for clash detections. We brought in all disciplines from mechanical to structural, and we were able to go into the model and detect all these areas where we had to resolve prior to constructing the project.
Marwan, again, a question for you. How do you envision BIM transforming the building industry in general and the federal market in particular?
I believe BIM has already transformed our building industry. For us, BIM is critical for efficiency and cost effectiveness and sustainability. And it's extremely important for a federal project, which has a cost constraint and sustainability regulations. We were able to tie the BIM model to energy analysis tool and be able to give a better performing building by using these tools. How do I see it going forward from here? I think there will be more growth in the facility management tool. We've had success with FM Desktop, and we think there is a lot more to grow in there. So this is where I see the industry heading.
For more about HNTB Federal, visit www.hntb.com/federal. And for everything about building information modeling and Autodesk solutions for BIM, visit www.autodesk.com/BIM.